Hello there.
Hello, my name is Janice. We're returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, customer support. What is the name of your company?
I am a third-party customer service representative. We serve several parts. If you can provide me with your zip code, I can pull up your account to see what you were charged for.
83605.
And just to repeat the zip code back to make sure it's correct, you stated 83605?
Correct.
Alrighty, sir. Thank you so much. And may you please provide me with your first and last name?
Tony Navratil.
Okay, give me one second, Mr. Tony. May you please spell your last name for me?
Yes, it's N as in Nancy, A, V as in Victor, R-A-T-I-L.
Okay, thank you so much. And Tony is spelled T-O-N-Y?
Correct.
Okay, thank you so much. Give me one second, sir, while I try pulling up your account.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let me see. Can you please provide me with the last four of your credit card or debit card number that was charged?
Yes, it's, hold on.
Okay. 9248.
9248.
Okay, give me one second.
What the transaction date?
Give me one moment, sir.
I have three in question.
Okay, give me one second. Let me I'm waiting on my system to load up for me so I can see if I can find the system.
Not a problem.
Let's see. Can you provide me with the first six numbers of the credit card or debit card number?
Is that ethical?
I'm sorry, did you say is that ethical?
Yeah, I mean, I gave you the last four. I can give you the transaction dates and the amounts.
Well, I tried the last four and nothing came up for me along with your first and last name and your zip code. Let me try your phone number. If nothing shows up with your phone number, you may have to contact your financial institution, and they will have to provide you with the company's name and phone number, well, the correct phone number, because I can't find you in the system for some reason.
Okay, because what I'm looking at here is I have three charges, two of them to someone called Youthful Gentle Beauty.
Give me one second, Mr. Tony. I was able to pull up your account. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
Shipping or billing?
The shipping address.
14184 Shenandoah.
Okay, thank you so much, sir, for providing me with the shipping address. Okay, give me one second, Mr. Tony. I was able to pull up your account. It seems like it went through when I tried your phone number, but when I tried everything else, it didn't show up for me. But I was able to pull you up. Give me one moment.
Yeah, I'd like to know what these products were.
Yes, sir. Give me one second. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So when I review your account, I show that you paid the shipping and handling on July the 1st for $6.70.
Wait just a second.
Okay.
July 1st?
Yes, sir. July the 1st.
Okay, I got no problem with anything I bought in July. These are charges in November.
In November. Okay, let's see. Give me one second.
Transaction dates, two of them on the 14th of November and one on the 19th.
Okay, let me see. Give me one second. I'm reviewing those charges as of now.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Give me a moment. Okay, are you familiar with a Stellar Elite drone?
Drone?
Yes, sir. You paid the shipping.
D-R-O-N-E?
Yes, sir. You paid the shipping and handling of $8.25 for the Stellar Elite drone to be selected to be shipped out to you, and that is a welcoming gift for joining our Factory Direct Savings Club. And every month you are charged, and in return you receive a $125 gift card to be used at our Best Consumer Gadget Club, which is the online
website. I called them back on that and canceled that. And I didn't want to get charged for that $825 either, because I didn't want the drone, because I didn't want to join any club. And I called and canceled that day.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I do apologize for the misunderstanding and the inconvenience. Give me one second. I can go ahead and make the cancellation for you as of now so that you won't be charged from this day forward.
Okay, and I have another question.
Mm-hmm.
Is that for youthful, gentle beauty or whatever?
Well, no, sir. This is a Stellar Elite drone.
I canceled that. I canceled that back in July, because when I found out what it was, I thought, hell no, I don't want any part of that.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, okay. I appreciate you getting that dealt with, but I have three questions here in November of stuff that I don't even know what they are.
Yes, sir. Okay, well, just give me one moment, sir. Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold while I proceed with the cancellation for you? Okay.
Not at all. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, sir.
I thought I already did all that back in July.
Hello, sir. I am still here with you. Just give me one moment. I'm still in the process of making those cancellations for you.
Thank you.
Okay, my pleasure.
something on your mind, sir? Yes, sir, there is. Yes. I think that this thing might be telling the truth. What makes you think that you know, he was riding the horse when we questioned him? They'll say, oh, we can find the man who killed the horse. Well, it seems to me, you know, they're fine, Mr. Earth. I even caught him at night riding a dog. He came from the nearest street. Big straw, Mr. Earth. I don't like it. Well, so do I. And the only way to put down Lynch Law on this front here is for me to be trusted with the source of human duty. You're going to teach them to respect for each other. So with all respect, I don't believe in hate. That's what I want. What's wrong with that? The same thing. I'm trying to search the satisfied. I'll show it again. I didn't know it. Back to the press. Oh, no, boy. How would you like to talk about it? I can't think of that. My friend.
Yes.
Hello, sir. I'm still here with you. Just give me one moment. I'm almost done.
Not a problem.
Okay. Thank you so much for being patient. Okay, sir. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me, sir. So I was able to go ahead and make the cancellation for you, and I can provide you with the cancellation number. So from this day forward, you will not be receiving any charges from your account.
Can you ask me a question? Answer me a question, actually.
Yes, sir.
These charges in November, can you tell me what they were?
The charges are for the membership. You were enrolled into a membership, so that's why you were charged the $67.32 along with the $29.99 from when you paid for the shipping and handling back in July, and you selected for the, was it the vacuum cleaner? No, it's not the vacuum cleaner. When you selected for the, give me
drone.
One second, let me go back. Give me one moment, sir. I'm pulling it up for you now. Looks like it was already shipped out. Did you receive anything back in July?
No, I called and canceled it the next day. I tried calling that day, and I couldn't get through. It was like today I was trying to call about three or four. I think I probably have four messages on this line because I called both of these numbers, the 855-436-7375 and the 855-562-0772. And I left messages on both of these, and that's how I got you. And that's kind of funny how they're on three they're according they're three different companies here for something I don't know anything about.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
Why I was calling you, because like I told you, I thought I'd cancel that crap back in July, because when I called to find out what it was and they told me it was going to be a reoccurring charge, they said, no, I don't want any of that crap. So they did what you said you just did, and I thought all this went away.
Yes, sir. Give me 1 second, sir. I'm looking into it for you now.
Thank you very much. And I got a question. After we get done with this, will that be the end of it?
Yes, sir. It will.
Good. Thank you. Son of a gun. A vacuum. The hell do I need a vacuum for?
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So it looks like back in July, that's when you had the trial for the male enhancement. And it looks like the charges that you're referring to, you were fully refunded for the Stella Elite drone that you had ordered. I see that you were refunded on November the 14th twice and also November the 19th.
Well, now, how come I got billed on... On the 14th, I got billed $825. On the 14th, I also got billed $29.99. And on the 19th, I got billed $67.32. And I don't have a drone. And I think you said something about a vacuum. That's about the last thing I need, because I have three already.
Yes, sir. Well, when I look here on the account, it states that you were fully refunded. When I go on your order details, it says here that you wanted to remove the product.
I wanted to cancel the whole damn thing because I didn't want to be hooked up in one of those every month kind of things. But what I'm saying is today I got a bill for $105.56 for all three of these things.
Yes, sir. Well, on my end, it states that you were fully refunded. So you're stating that you were charged today, but I only see just the 14th of November from when you were fully refunded. And also on today, you were fully refunded.
Well, that's not what this bill says. I got a bill today from Capital One Walmart card that says you charged me for all three of those things today, $105.56.
Yes,
sir. Nothing on here.
Okay.
There's nothing on here about any refunds.
Hello, sir. Thank you so much for patiently holding for me. So while reviewing the account, so as I review your account, it shows that the account is in chargeback status. This normally occurs after a dispute has been filed in a financial institution's decision regarding the validity of the dispute that has been finalized. And unfortunately, due to the chargeback on your account, we are unable to make any changes or issue any refunds. I do wish you would have contacted us before filing the dispute, and we would have been more than happy to issue a refund as a courtesy. But once the chargeback is in place on the account, there is nothing more we can do. Your account is canceled, and you will need to speak to your bank regarding your decision.
I just talked to them this morning to find out what this is about.
Well, it looks like you filed it. I'm sorry, sir. You can go ahead.
Yeah, they just said they would investigate it and get back to me.
Yes, sir. And you stated that on your account, you noticed that you're being charged for it. So it looks like you already filed a dispute, and they have probably already made their decision. And we, on our end, can no longer give out any refunds or make any changes due to you filing the dispute. If you would have called in, we would have been able to give you a customer courtesy refund back. But due to you filing the dispute, there's nothing that we can do at this point. So you have to contact your financial institution.
Okay. Well, you know, in regards to what you just said, I've called you about 5 or 6 times since 10 o'clock this morning, and I never got anybody to answer the damn phone. And they said your next in line should be 10 minutes or whatever. So I waited. I went to lunch. I waited another half hour, hour after that, and then called them.
Yes, sir.
It's not like I didn't try to call you first. I called you on 2 different phone numbers, and nobody there could answer the damn phone.
Okay, well, sir, I do apologize for the inconvenience, and I wish there was more that I could do for you. But unfortunately, I cannot issue any refund amounts or make any changes to your account. I did go ahead and cancel the account for you. Is there anything else I can assist you on besides the refund amounts?
I don't need a refund. I just don't want to be billed for $105.56.
Yes, sir. That's understandable. So as of now, you may have to go ahead and contact your financial institution regarding their decision, because on my end, there's nothing that I can do on my end, and I do apologize.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sir. Thank you so much for your time. Have a great rest of your day, and thank you for calling customer support.
You bet. Bye.
Okay.